And here we are off and running on a Wednesday, August the 19th, 2020, 15 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears and Glenn Coble on the air. Now, I'm going to tell you some things about Glenn off the top of the program today, because there have been some things that have been bugging me for weeks and weeks and weeks, and we're going to get into them before we get into the sports part of this program. By the way, I do want to, we've been talking about a lot of Old Marion. We've had a lot of fun with that. We didn't do that this morning because Jeff was in, but Jeff's visit was well worth it, and we appreciate all the participation. And the phone lines will stay open during this show as well, too, by the way, 740-383-9944. But what I want to say is, yesterday we were talking about Barney Miller, who passed away this year. Barney ran a barbershop here in Marion for many, many years. And last night we got a phone call from Barney's wife, Lisa, here at the station, who called and said to tell everybody who was participating in that yesterday, thank you for the kind words about Barney. She said it brought tears to her eyes. So we thank you, Lisa, for out there being out there listening and our mentions of Barney. Now, here's what I'm going to tell Glenn. And I waited to do this on the air because I'm picking my bones on the air this morning. That's just the way it's going, Glenn. Now, number one, okay, since the beginning of this COVID thing, you come in here with these spray bottles of Lysol.
Hey, yes,
and
I do.
You spray things around.
I wish I could find Lysol, but I do have a disinfectant. You're right.
Okay, now keep talking because I'm trying to make sure your microphone.
My mic is
crackly. Your mic's working now.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Sorry. No, it's popping in and out.
Boy, that is weird.
Yeah, it is. Should
okay.
I switch?
Yeah, go to the green one.
For some reason,
the green one just works perfectly fine.
Okay.
Jeff was on the green one this morning.
Oh, I didn't spray it yet.
Oh, dear Lord. Here we go.
I will live without it.
What a mess you're making over there.
I may not live without it. That's
what are
the
you
problem.
Doing, Glenn?
I don't know. I screwed up
Stop
the
it.
Microphone.
Gee whiz.
Go.
We were professional until this moment.
All right.
Okay, now we can hear you perfectly. Okay.
Right.
Here's the deal. You come in with this aerosol whatever. What is it?
I don't know.
For months and months and months.
It's the only one that's advertised right now.
Okay, now, I don't know if you are aware.
Yes.
But we're doing a radio program on the air.
Oh,
here.
You're kidding.
You know, I know. Now, you come in before we're off the air.
And spray.
And spray.
You're darn right
and
I
you
do.
Hear.
I don't think you really do hear that.
You do.
Okay.
I listen to the replays. Around open microphones.
I would say I'm sorry, but I'm not.
Well,
so.
But you got like a 10-minute break in between.
Well, I suppose I could do that. But in that break, I'm standing here, so I'm close to the crap that has junk on it.
But you used to wait in the outside room till the show was over.
Yeah, but I... Well, okay.
Yeah, okay. So that's
so fire
one.
Me. I don't care.
That's number one. Number two number one was so prevalent. Now I've forgotten number two. But number two is, what was number two?
I don't know. I wasn't mad at me this week.
No, this isn't mad. I'm just, I these little things come
I'm
up
not
from
gonna
time
change.
To
I'm
but
too old
should,
to change.
But you should.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Why should I?
What's on your mind this week?
Why should I change?
You and that
I'm
aerosol.
Trying to save you, is what I'm trying
I'm okay.
to do.
I'm okay.
You might be dead if I had breathed all over you when I had the COVID and I didn't know it. But anyway.
How would
I'm
you
just
spraying
to
that save me?
Because I spray yours as well, and the stuff I spray supposedly lasts for over 24 hours. So I'm trying to save you, Scott.
Because I see here all
I time. Really don't give a mouse's patoot, but...
No, I don't mind that you spray. I'm not saying that. I don't know why you spray, because I'm on the air for like 5 minutes when you're here, and then you have 15 minutes during the break to spray, but you pick that 5 minutes when I'm on the air to spray.
I'm going
to
ask Bob. Hey, Bob, do you ever hear us spraying?
I do. That's all. It's very distracting.
Okay. I didn't know I was distracting you. I'm glad you told me. But it would
got it off my chest.
It would probably be more... It would probably be more polite to mention it off the air than on
no,
the air.
No, I say do it all on the air. I say just hit it on the air this morning.
But I really don't give a
because
right
there
mind.
Was something else that what were we talking about before we went on the air this morning?
Sports?
No, after Jeff left. We were talking about something right before you sat down. No, it wasn't that.
Okay.
Wasn't that. No. Wasn't that bomb. It was something else. What were we talking about?
I don't
Gosh,
know.
How did that...
How good looking I am, that's...
Oh, what was it? I don't remember. Anyway, it might come to me during the show today.
Okay, yeah,
but
I'm sure.
That was the big one. And now we've gotten that out of the way, and now we're off and running, and the phone's ringing.
The phone caller knows.
I can hear the phone. Go ahead, caller.
There was too much spray going on.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey.
Yes.
Why don't you guys just spray each other?
Thanks, Bob.
Bob, I have no spray. Bye-bye. See, Bob hears it.
Bob knows.
Bob hears it.
I didn't hear him say he heard it.
He did.
That's all right.
I think you talked over him and you missed that part.
I probably did.
Crosstalk. But again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay, you were listening to the show this morning,
yeah,
and you wanted to say some things.
No, I was just enjoying it because I think it. Yeah, I do want to say some things. I disagree.
Didn't
with
I just say that?
Yeah, but
why don't you disagree with me?
Okay,
when I
because you're
right.
Such a disagreeable.
No,
cuss.
I'm so agreeable.
Anyway, the thing that I disagree with is that I really think we should not have sports this fall. Contact sports where people actually have to touch other people and. Having been in intercollegiate athletics for 18 years, that and I will not say that gives me a good expertise in college sports, but I did have three very good college or high school and college athletes, and I was a high school and college athlete, so I have some background, and I think the reason why we're forcing our kids, and I'm going to say forcing. There's a dead flea on my arm. The reason why I say we're forcing our kids, it comes down to peer pressure.
Free association here, folks.
Peer pressure on those poor kids to play. Now, I know when I played high school ball, I probably wanted to play because it's kind of a thing. You don't get any dates if you don't go play football. But at the college level, I really think that most of us would have preferred not to play if we had this problem.
But I think the college level has canceled.
A lot of them, yeah.
Yeah, but it's the high schoolers, and I that's what I'm totally confused about.
And I think you were absolutely right when you said that the parents have a lot to do with it.
I think the parents do have a lot to do with it.
I agree with you, absolutely on that.
But what is that? When we don't know the real answer, but what is the best guess to that?
Scott, I'm gonna take you out in the world, okay? After this COVID's over, I'm going to take you out in the world. We're going to sit down in a bar that has a lot of sports people in it. And I'm going to let you listen to the parents talking about how great their kid is. He's going to be the next world champion. How wonderful they were in high school.
I get that.
It's a big thing in high school.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is in the middle of a pandemic, when you don't want to take your kid to the grocery store without putting a mask on him, it has to occur to you that going out on a field on a Friday night might be dangerous. This isn't should they play or should they not play. You know, if a kid gets injured, and I've seen this time and time again, the parent does not want them to come back early. Now, a lot of time the coach wants them to come back early, but the parent doesn't.
But they're already a star because they got hurt.
Right, but why would you want to put the risk on that? It's strange to me because I think financials dominated college, and I think financials dominate the NFL, but financials do not dominate high school sports.
No, pride does.
Okay, but it's not the coaches. It's not the athletic.
Oh,
that's not
true.
Well, I don't know that this has not been laid at the coaches. If the parents all said, my kid isn't playing, the coaches would have no leg to stand on.
And I think that's the only way we're going to stop. And didn't Jeff say something like 70 or 80% of the people surveyed didn't want
them right to that's play. What I'm saying, this is the confusing thing. It seems to be the all it's just the parents. I haven't heard one parent, not one, of a kid who is playing sports say I don't want my kid to play. Where is that group?
I'm trying to think. What my wife, as I've told my audiences and you, she's a kind of a conservative crazy liberal, if there is such a thing, and she would not have wanted our children to play in this situation. I would have been negative on it, I think, because I was kind of ignorant and kind of wanted my kid to be the stars that they were going to be. But I think that's a bad choice. I think 1 year off. Now I understand if they're seniors, it's horrible. But if they're not a senior, Boy, I think I'd want my kid to take the year off.
If you have any thoughts on this, we've heard it this morning, but keep on. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do you make of all this thing? I have talked to parents. I've gotten messages from parents. We got a message earlier on from somebody who I believe is a referee. I don't believe a referee in football, but a referee for the association that garners all this, and they say play. A substitute teacher called in this morning and said it's an incentive, play.
It's incentive for what?
For, you know, if you tell the kid, if you don't get a good grade in my class, you're not going to play football on Friday night, that they will work to get a good grade.
Yeah, I guess I see that. I really think they're putting their kids' lives at stake.
Yeah, but this is what we're worried about, what people are saying. We can give our opinion all day long. Go ahead, caller.
I have nobody who plays football anymore, but if you listen to the broadcaster, what's his name, Como, his father or brother is mayor of New York City.
Yeah, right.
He had it. He talked about it last night. He said, you wouldn't want anybody to have that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's right. What do you make of the football going on?
I know the kids don't want to stop, but I would say your health comes more than any place else.
I think a lot. If you were a parent of some child playing football, what would you say to them?
I'd say no. We love you too much.
There you go. I love that answer.
Yeah. Is that all right?
That works for me. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
I do love that answer.
Well, and there you go. And that's an opinion. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear your opinion as well. If you don't have a kid, if you do have a kid, if you got grandkids, whatever. You don't have to give your name here. Just call in and let us know what you think. 740-383-9944. As I turned up the earphone, I know what the other complaint was. It just came to me.
Okay.
You always tell me to turn down the earphone volume when the theme song starts. But
yeah.
The theme song
is louder.
Is louder than us talking.
Yeah.
So it only goes on for 2 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
That's it.
That's just
a pet peeve.
Okay.
Okay. Now we got through it.
I'm at least polite to my wife, and I don't tell her all my pet peeves.
But I'm about to get them off my chest.
You got
to
bitch at me, I guess.
Whoa! This is radio, man.
It's the only word I can think that
this
covers what you're
radio,
doing.
Radio, man. Gee whiz.
Now, you're not going to bleep that, are you?
No, you can say that word, but I don't think over a polite company you can say that word.
Oh, me. That lady was talking. I think she raises a really good point. She just says some good things, I think. I feel bad. I also don't really think the kid, we're blaming it on the kids. How are the kids going to learn how to have intersocial relationships if they don't play high school sports? Come on, give me a break.
Is it blaming it on the kids?
Oh, I've been hearing a lot of people blaming closing. The sport.
On the kids, though, is it?
No, it's not on the kids. I'm saying they're using the kids is what I. They're using them to get their own way. They're saying the kids will grow up as Jeffrey Dahmer or something if they don't play high school sports.
But who's saying this? It's not the coaches and the administrators. It seems to be the parents.
Saying which?
What you're saying. Blaming it on the kids. Saying they're not going to have interpersonal relationships and it's going to affect their mental state.
Yeah,
it seems to be
the parents
saying that. That's what I'm saying.
They're using that as an excuse.
But why? Why the parents?
Because parents, like I said, after 18 years in athletics, the parents are totally invested in how good their kid is. It may have nothing to do with them. Even at the college level, I had parents come into my office and get mad at me because their kid wasn't playing, and their kid wasn't any good. So, I mean, I shouldn't say that. If you get to the college level, you're pretty good, period. But even at the lower level college, you're pretty good. But parents are totally invested in their kids, and they see it as a mark on them if their kid doesn't become an All-American.
And it'll be a mark on us if we don't take this break.
Better get out of here.
Coming up, we'll be back in exactly 60 seconds. Don't you go anywhere at all.
I've got my milk and my bowl and my saucer.
Sounds like you're getting ready for breakfast. What are you having?
Well, I'm having a bowl of Golden Grahams with a side of toast with golden butter and a nice golden glass of apple juice.
I should have known. WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
And here we are back on WWGH Radio. Glenn Global, Scott Spears, over the air, on the air, 740-383-9944. What are you looking at?
If you had cleaned this place up, I wouldn't have to spray so much.
You made such a mess this morning just coming in. You knocked over 7 or 8 microphones. Jeff didn't do that this morning. Why'd you have to do that?
Well, I didn't do what Jeff did.
Would he admit to it, though?
No.
No, he wouldn't.
None of us
what
do.
A thing to
None
say.
Of us do.
What a thing to say. Now, okay, but here's the big question. The governor okayed it. Why did the governor okay it?
Oh, that's the question I was going to bring up.
Well, go ahead.
What would happen if somebody said, let's say we have the worst scenario, and some young person passes away from COVID because they were playing sports? What would the governor say about the parents of that kid suing him because he allowed it?
Well, I don't know if you could sue the governor because the governor's left himself clear by saying it's the school's decision.
Well, okay, then if I were a superintendent of schools and it was on my back, I'd say no.
Well, and that's the question.
Yeah.
You know, if you know any superintendents of any schools, have them call in. We know they're not in school right now. We're on for 2 hours. They're getting ready, but they're not in class.
Yeah, no.
Give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Drop them an email. Tell them to call us. We would love to hear from them, and we'd love to hear from you. Phone lines are open. What do you think about this whole situation? Should the kids play? Should the kids not play? Why are they playing? What's going to happen? It's going to be a mess.
Now, I was interested yesterday and the day before. I walk in my neighborhood, and as I was walking by the elementary school in my neighborhood, the teachers are back and having sort of programming going on. Yeah. Now, I hope that they're being wise. But, you know, social distancing, masks.
Well, we've got this whole staggered system going on where some kids will go Monday, Tuesday. Some kids will go Thursday, Friday. Wednesday will be a cleaning day. And apparently everybody's doing that, I think, except St. Mary's.
Oh, okay. Well, they got religious stuff that'll protect them. I didn't really want to go there, but...
That's number two this morning, Glenn.
But I had to go there.
Oh, mercy me. Well, it's interesting.
I'm sorry, everybody.
You know, the human mind is interesting because it's leading us to where we are at this particular point in time. And, you know, we still are at that point where I don't know anybody who's had the pandemic. I don't know anybody who's died from it. That's the common wisdom of this.
I do.
Right, but people don't.
I bet most people, if they search their tree, you know, their family trees and their friend trees, they'll find some people that have died.
But you got to have somebody close. That's the impact.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. Now, I've had 3 people in my, either in my family or in the next family up, you know, and but I'm old, and so therefore a lot of my friends, all 3 of them were over 60. No, one of them was in their 50s, but yeah, they were. Anyway, it's a horrible thing, and I wish it on no one.
Well, it's awful, from what I hear.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody wants it, but I think there's a mentality of nobody will get it.
The thing that bothers me as an old guy, now, all you young people say, oh, it's okay, we won't get it. Let the old people die. Not that I think you think that.
No,
there are people that do say, ah, it's just old folks.
Well, here's the problem, though. I think in the beginning we are still having the same problem, and I still say this to this point. There's got to be a level. We are a society. It's not going to go away right away, and we're not going to fold up our tent and just go hide under a cover for the next 9 months. So you've got to balance hysteria with facts. And sometimes we do a good job of that, and sometimes we don't do a good job of that. It's been hard for some people and easier for others. And I don't know, it still is tough to draw the line, because when hysteria breaks out, then you have panic. You have no toilet paper in the grocery store. You have people buying all the meat. You have people buying all the milk and the bread. And you
Lysol.
Yeah, and you have people not showing up for work when they could, probably. It becomes a whole different thing. Go ahead, caller.
Hi. On the school issue, there's so many different ways to look at that and so many different things to consider.
Yeah, there are.
I used to teach some. And I'll be honest with you, one of my big concerns is these little kids wearing a mask all day. Now, we all know these little kids, they're snotty, they're slobbery. If they do that in that mask, and you know they will, then they're going to breathe that the rest of the day. Now, how healthy could that be?
Well, what I keep thinking about, because I've taught some in my life as well, every time I went into a school at the beginning of the year, because you're not exposed to 25 kids, whether it's high school or elementary school, their bodies carry more germs than the average person, and you do, at the least, get a cold, at the most, get the flu.
Right.
Because your immune system's just not as good as theirs.
Right.
So, you know, if one of them is a carrier, I don't know what happens to the teacher. We haven't talked a whole lot about the teachers, but there was a big story in the Columbus Dispatch last week. I believe it was on the front page about these teachers remaking out their wills before they go back and saying, I never thought I'd have to do this.
Holy cow.
Terrible thing. But I tell you, honestly, when it comes to the end of the day, if I had school-age children, they wouldn't go to school. I don't like them wearing a dirty mask and breathing that in all day long. I just don't like the chances of them getting it, bringing it home, spreading it to the church, wherever. But having said that, there are parents who cannot teach at home. Both parents work. A kid goes to a babysitter. He can't come home in the evening and effectively learn and do work. That's something that needs to start in the day, in the morning. And I don't know what those poor parents do, but in this particular time, I keep my kids home.
I think that's a good choice.
You know, though, what I'm hearing a lot of is a lot of people are saying, well, hey, I've got one kid who's really smart and does well in school, and then I've got one kid who, you know, doesn't do well, and that's the kid I'm worried about. But the kid who's no longer going to go to school, no matter how far ahead and smart they are, if you don't put the time and effort into them, that's not going to continue.
Well, there's a window. And when the window closes on a child, it's pretty hard to get it back open. They're ready to learn. They are learning. Some of them are even ahead of their classmates. But you let them go stagnant for a while, and sometimes they lose interest.
My folks kept all my windows closed.
stagnant. Well, you know what? How is a teacher supposed to, of an elementary school, how is a teacher supposed to keep 25 kids with their masks on 7 hours a day?
She has no time for teaching if she has to attend to that.
Yeah, that's true.
And how do you get them? If a kid takes it off and says, I'm not wearing it, and they're 7 years old, what are you supposed to do, force it on their head? I don't think you can do that.
I don't know. There's a lot of problems that can come from this.
Oh,
there's tons. I know some kids who have, you know, their parents, they're used to wearing their mask now.
Yeah.
I have a little four-year-old great-nephew. He thinks it's cool. Put his mask on. You know, his mama called
cool.
him a Batman or a, you know, some figure
sure.
like that.
Yeah.
And he just thinks it's great when they go shopping because he can get his mask put on. But I don't think if he had to wear it 8 hours a day that would be...
I assume they don't have to wear it all day long. Wouldn't they have breaks and stuff that they can...
Well,
I don't know.
They couldn't wear it during lunchtime.
No, and they couldn't really wear it in recess unless they spread them out to the all four quarters.
I
don't know.
Until this slows way down or we get something to counteract it, I can't see school being successful.
It's going to be interesting. Well, hey, I thank you for your opinion.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. It's 740-383-9944. The problem with this whole thing, schools and sports, high school sports,
We're heading into it. See, the problem is it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
This is different than things that have already happened and how do we deal with it. Hasn't happened. The decisions we're making now are going to dictate September. And we haven't got there. We're not going to get there this week. Next week is going to be the week.
Now, the CDC said at one point that we could stop this in 9 weeks if we would impose 95% mask wearing and require social distancing and one other thing. I can't remember what it was. But we just don't have the... We aren't the tough United States we used to be. We can't do that. We're afraid that then my kid will lose his something or other, and we're afraid of this, and we're afraid of that. We got to get put our big boy panties on and
yeah,
do some of this stuff.
You know what? There is somebody who would come in here right now, and they would debate you, and they would say the exact opposite.
Of course they would. Of course
and
they
that's
would.
The, it's not how tough or how weak or whatever that is. It's all about what people believe and what people don't believe. And you know what? Listen, when the governor goes on television and shuts down a state to a degree within a year, and then comes back and shuts down the alcohol usage at 10 o'clock at night, and then within a month of that, tells you it's okay for your 16, 17, and 18-year-old to go out on Friday night and play sports without a mask. That's... Boy, if you are somebody who thinks it's a hoax, you start to think, now, wait a second, this doesn't sound normal.
Yeah. Well, all I can do is refer back to Governor Cuomo and what they've done in New York. They've done a great job, and they did lock stuff down. And I know that's inconvenient, but again, you got to put your big boy panties on and be socially you just have to do things sometimes. Now, do you suppose the guys that went into World War II really wanted to go into the machine gun fire? I doubt it. So we have to do things like that. I know this isn't quite as bad. It's
but there
bad.
Was no ambiguity there. That's the problem.
Well, of course there was.
No, there was no ambiguity in, listen, somebody's trying to take over the world. That's why they're firing guns at us. They attack Pearl Harbor. We know what the stance is here. Now, do we want to go into that? I don't think anybody who was ever drafted or whoever went in the service ever wanted to face fire, but they knew what the consequence would be. The problem here is there's too much ambiguity.
Well,
it's
that's
not
true.
Cut and dry. It's not, oh, let's face the fire or let's not face the fire. It's I can go. It's in the beginning of this, the CDC and many people told us that a mask doesn't work.
Yeah, in the beginning.
Right, well,
but
that's...
Science and intelligence and learning are what should guide us as opposed to talking points and innuendo and my mother says stuff.
Well, I don't think the governor's my mother. And the governor yesterday said, you're 16, you're 17, and your 18-year-old can go out on Friday night and play football without a mask on, and it's, I don't care.
Ignorance can be anywhere in our government.
But you can't, the people are going to look at that and say, well, now listen, you opened Zumbezi Bay, you opened the Columbus Zoo, you opened Cedar Point. Why would you do that?
Yeah, I would like to. Would Governor Cuomo have allowed that? No. And they've gotten out of the COVID.
But a lot of other governors would have.
Oh, yeah, and they're struggling with COVID.
Right, but if you live in those states, we had a caller this morning who says it's very confusing.
Oh, it is, yeah. But I'm not going to feel sorry for people because they like to say I'm confused. We know what the right thing to do is. We're just not willing to do it.
Well, do we? Do you
the CDC, before they were the door was slammed on their intelligence, was allowed to tell us what we should do, and we just nobody wanted to do it. It was too hard.
I don't know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I just don't think that Governor DeWine is making these decisions to try to hurt people.
No, I don't think
right.
so either.
So I think he's making decisions. And he has his guy from OSU there yesterday. He had Dr. Borgers, who apparently has a son and says, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, and there are people of all walks. Isn't there a lady that's told that is a doctor that basically said this is all a hoax?
We got a break. We're coming back in a minute. Ted, I remember so well when you announced you were going to run for president on my show.
I do too. But after a while, I decided to get out of the race.
Why was that?
Well, I didn't want to move to a bad neighborhood.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear. Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
And we're back, Scott Spears and Glenn Coble, on this Wednesday morning, August 19th.
Thanks for the warning.
2020. I did. I said we're coming back.
Yeah.
Night 40, because you were saying some things during the break there that you can't say on the air. Why do you get... We only have 60 seconds. Don't get colorful in that 60 seconds.
I'm sorry, Scott.
Holy mackerel.
I really like you. It's just hard for me not to talk at times.
Yeah, I know. Boy, as soon as we go to break, the show continues during the break. Something gets a little more HBO during the break. All right, 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. Opinions on high school sports. And you know what? Just so we're not so heavy in the next hour, we're also going to lump the Democratic Convention into the next 15 minutes and then just be done with that as well. What have you made of it so far? Two nights up, two nights down. We've heard Michelle Obama. We've heard President Bill Clinton. What have you made?
Well, the first night was, for me, and everybody that's listening knows I'm a liberal, it was very uplifting. Michelle Obama was fantastic.
Came down very hard on the president.
She did. And I think most of us liberals would come down very hard on the president. Second night I thought was a little bit boring. I didn't watch the whole thing because I got bored, and my Cubs were playing.
Now, did you hear Bill and Jimmy Carter?
I did. I only briefly, yeah, because I was watching my Cubs. But I did switch over, and I had my earphone in so I could hear it, but you don't really think while you're doing that. My wife watched the whole thing, and so she's going to give me, and when I get home today, she's going to give me the whole nine yards on it.
You know, it was interesting that Jimmy Carter's still out there at 90, whatever he is now, and Bill Clinton still out there doing what he's doing. It's I was surprised because I thought this virtual thing, do people pay attention? I was surprised yesterday at the people who I ran into who were talking about it.
Yeah, I'm surprised at how well it's come off, and I'm sure the Republican will come off just as well, because it allows you to turn it on and off. You don't. Back in the days where the balloons fell from the ceiling and stuff like that, and we killed a lot of birds from that. But when the balloons would fall, you couldn't turn it off because something might happen. Somebody might have a fist fight out on the floor. Now you can listen to the stuff that's important, the speeches. And sometimes the speeches aren't important. But, I think it's been much better. And I'm looking forward to the Republican one as well. I think it'll be very insightful.
Well,
I hope it is.
I think it's interesting because what I have noticed is when I went around yesterday, a lot of people were saying a great speech by Michelle Obama, great speech by Bernie Sanders, mm-hmm. great speech, and those sort of things were there. But then it was also, this is an awful party. How can they say this stuff about the president? I heard somebody say they're godless, a godless party.
The Democrats are?
Yes. Okay. So people took it both ways. Well, I mean, both ways, both sides were watching.
They must have listened to my show and know that I'm agnostic, so I'm godless.
I just thought it was very interesting how it ignited feeling on both sides.
You know, that's kind of annoying to those of us who are either atheistic or agnostic. I don't know anyone who believes that way who would be considered... they are godless because they don't believe that there is a God, but most of them, I don't know any of them that aren't very good human beings, very empathetic, very caring, that type of thing. So I don't know. You live with what you got.
Is anybody enjoying this convention? Let me know if you have anything to say, because I think the opinions on this have been kind of fascinating.
I'd like to hear people that didn't like it and why.
If you did like it, either way, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. That or sports or whatever you want to talk about, we'll do that for 10 minutes, and then next hour we'll come back with something a little lighter. But I just think that it's a very interesting... Somebody said to me, well, I think we'll just all now go to these Zoom conventions because we'll all save money and that's how it'll be. I don't think so.
No, I used to go to what they called the COSIDA convention, College Sports Information Directors of America, and I wouldn't have missed that for all the tea in China, well, all the beer in Budweiser, and that's really why I went to it. But I learned so much at those things, because you sit around and talk to people that aren't being recorded, and you find out some things, background information, as I was talking to you last week about, and I think background information is very informative, and we don't get that if we don't have a full out convention.
Yeah, but there is something about the balloons. There is something about the bands.
Yeah.
There is something about, you know, having
fist fights on the floor.
25,000 people in the same room.
Didn't you start one when you went to the Republican convention?
I don't know if I did. Now, other people there might have. But it's an atmosphere that is just completely different than this whole Zoom thing. And I think the idea that we're just going to do that and save money and be Zoom from now on, I don't think so.
There's a difference between going to the Indy 500 and watching it on TV, and it's that, you call it chemistry. The chemistry of all those people together screaming in, you know, in one voice.
Well, I don't know if that's chemistry. I think that's...
Oh, there you go. I knew you would.
I disagree, sure. I don't know if that's chemistry. Boy, we had that... You know, maybe we'll finish that up this hour. This is where we are. Because we had a conversation on chemistry.
We never did understand what we thought.
You misunderstood what I was saying.
Yeah, I did.
What I was saying was, I think chemistry, the definition of it, is things just work with the other person. You had a different opinion on this.
I thought you meant organically there were synapses that were firing because of each other.
No, because I don't think that's chemistry.
Okay.
I think that's a, what do you call it? That's just
it's called horny in polite circles. I'm sorry, folks.
I'm gonna have to get you a book. Oh, my gosh. No, we're saying...
Did you hear those clicks?
Your radios right turned off. But I don't know. It's just a thing that, you know, you say something and the other person gets it. And you know, when Regis Philbin died a few weeks ago, David Letterman's tweet I thought was great. He said, when Regis left television, television became less fun for me because he knew how to take a punch when he came on my show. And what that means is I'm going to say something absolutely horrible to you, and you know that you're not going to take it seriously. And that, but you don't say that before. You don't go in and say, listen, I'm going to say something horrible to you, and I don't want you to take it personally, and you can fire back at me. That's chemistry. It's just an unsaid thing, and it goes along, and you have it with some people, and you don't have it with others.
Apparently, we have chemistry, because...
Depends on who you talk to.
I know, but I talked to somebody... Where was I? It doesn't make any difference where I was. Somebody came up to me and said, you guys must hate each other. I said, no, we like each other. And he said, you know, I really knew that because you guys have a great time teasing each other. And that is kind of...
Right, but that's not with everybody.
No. Well,
right.
I don't tease everybody.
No, but you can't sit down here with everybody and just automatically go into that.
No, you can't, right?
And there's no show prep in what we do.
Nope.
And sometimes, so that to me is chemistry. I don't know what else you refer to that as.
Okay, I'm buying it now because I understand what you meant. I didn't understand quite what I thought you meant. Actual chemistry. There were, you know, chemicals involved, like you know, in your brain or in your.
Well, I don't know. I think when you sit down and you have a bad show and you know it's a bad show, sometimes you feel it. You feel like, that really was not, you know, come back tomorrow and do better, but that was not great. But when you have a good show where you're laughing and you know it went well and you enjoyed it and you know the audience enjoyed, you feel that for the rest of the day.
And we usually, after the show, we usually have a
I say, boy, that was awful. Yeah. Get the heck out of here.
There's a post-mortem as we're walking out the door. Get the heck out of here.
And I just think you did. So I think that is chemistry in your body.
Okay. All right. I'll buy that with you. I'll buy it.
And also, I think a lot of people come in sick sometimes, like with a cold. Mm-hmm. Very minor illness. They'll come in and they're feeling awful and they didn't want to get out of bed. But when the show's over, they're on a high a little bit. They mm-hmm. feel a little better. And it doesn't last a long, long time, but it does last.
I've told you on the air several times how Charlie told me when he came in here, he felt like crud. And as soon as the mic came on, he felt much better.
Well, I think anybody does who really likes doing the work.
Yeah, 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 I do too. Yeah, miss him.
Yeah, but I think that's what you do.
Yeah.
I think that's just how you deal with things. I think that's how you come in, you do the best you can, and then you move on.
Your previous guest, Jeff Ruth, you can tell when he's on the air. I've been with Jeff both when he's on the air and when he's off the air, and also when he's going transitioning to on the air. And I can see him getting that way. As soon as the microphone's on, he's back on. And he's a really nice man. And I'm really glad I got to meet
him. Who don't you like?
You mean personally?
Yeah.
That I know?
Yeah.
I don't know anybody I don't like.
Well, that just makes everybody you like seem less.
No.
Because if you like everybody, you got to have people you don't like.
No, it makes your life full of joy.
Oh.
It does.
Everybody doesn't like you. I know you've said people you don't like.
Yeah, but they're not people I know.
Well, you know them in a way. It's the same feeling that would be.
Oh, I can give you a lot of people that I see on TV that I don't like.
Right, but I mean, there are people you've said you've met in person who you don't like.
Yeah, that's true. There are a few. Yeah, yeah. I don't like people with a haughty attitude. I don't like people that
haughty?
Haughty.
What's that?
It means you're better than everybody
hoity?
Else. Well, haughty is...
Haughty is,
is
no.
the correct hoity. Pronunciation.
Okay. It's not haughty-toddy. It's hoity-toity.
Now I don't like you.
Oh, man. That's because of my haughty-toddy attitude.
I don't like people with a hoity-toity.
Well, okay. Glenn, what is haughty? Haughty-toddy?
You grew up in Marion. What can I say?
Well, isn't that what it is?
Well, my mother used to say haughty.
Haughty-toddy?
But my mother was from Boston, so she spoke the Queen's English, not the
Kentucky
English that we speak here.
Well, Kentucky English. Now, what is Kentucky English?
It's
hoity-toity. They say that in California.
Rougher.
They say that in New York.
Oh, no, they don't say it in
they
California.
They do. They say it a lot in California.
I'm going to call my son. Give me a phone.
They say hoity-toity. Hoity-toity.
Oh, me.
You got to be hoity-toity.
I am both.
I know you are.
And I'm going to... When is our break? Because I'm going to have to go hoity-toity pretty
about,
soon.
About 2 minutes.
Okay.
But, you know, hoity-toity is... So you don't like people who are hoity-toity?
No, because I am, I guess. I always think I'm better than the person I'm talking to. Well, you want me to be honest, don't you?
This is a character flaw, Glenn.
I know it is, but my mother gave it to me. She said I was the best there was.
Oh, she was just trying to be nice, Glenn. She didn't want to hurt your feelings.
That's probably true.
Yes, she was trying to be a good mother.
But it made me very successful in life.
Well, you know what? That's a good question.
Okay.
What is success in life?
Getting done what you want to get done.
Did you get everything done you wanted to get
done?
Oh,
absolutely not. I've still got things on my
to-do
list.
So you're not a success in life?
No, I'm still a success because all the things I've done and finished, I've done well.
Yeah, but if you drop dead tomorrow, then you won't get it done.
I won't care.
Yeah, so it's always a success.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would be impossible for you not to be.
Yeah. That's the way I was brought up.
Right.
My mother and father always gave me way too much credit. Way too much credit.
Well,
I was a world champion athlete, which was not true.
Well, that's a discussion a lot of parents have now. How much praise do you put on a child?
I think you put as much as they can stand.
Yeah, but then we get this thing where, you know, there are no second places and
so
on.
Oh, I hate
that. Well, that comes from everybody's got to have praise.
Why?
Because we can't have somebody be a loser. Everybody's got to be a winner.
Yeah. I can't imagine a parent finding anything in their child that makes them a loser. You might lose the game, or you might have
your
the ball
child's
go.
Not a loser, but they lost at that game. They lost at
That didn't make you a loser, though.
But they feel it. They feel we lost the big game. We lost the big bowling tournament. We lost that whole thing.
Okay, I'm going to tell you a story about my daughter.
We got to go to break.
Okay.
Glenn.
I'll tell you.
Save this for after the break. Be a lighter subject. No hoity-toityness when we come back.
And my daughter's not hoity-toity.
However you like this. We'll be back in about 15 minutes.
7.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From legendary comedian Kay Ballard, performing the fast food song.
Oh, there's one song that you like. I feel like, you know, fast foods have ruined on the Champs-Élysées. And wait, there's